What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 3rd of April. Have you got the Friday feeling? It's the second Friday of lockdown. I'm starting to feel like I'm in a shit film by Quentin Quarantino. But still, we still got to make the best of it. It's Friday. You can still enjoy yourself. Do what you do on a Friday on the outside. Do it on the inside. Get pissed up. You're going to save yourself taxi fares. That's one good thing about it. And you're not going to be depressed over that kebab that you wake up next to on your bed, next, you know, all over your pillow, either because you forgot to eat it or that you threw it up. Anyway, it's still the weekend, so don't sweat it. There's worse things going on. Like, what's it called? Footballers are going to have to give up some of their pay. That's one of the worst things I've heard. You know, that's stressful, complete stressful. How they're going to cope? 30% of their wages they're going to have to give up. I'll tell you what, that's because they've been told to. Some of them should have just come out and gone, you know what, I'm fucking giving it up anyway. I'm going to be the first. I could live on what a footballer's 1 week's wages. I could probably live on that for about 5 years. So how they're stressing over, they might, you know, they might like fucking not survive and losing a bit of fucking wages, for God's sake. I'm sure they're not, but it's become the news of the day, hasn't it? And surely they just go, you know what, don't pay me till the clubs are not earning any money. So you don't earn any money, that's the deal, isn't it? Not in your contract, but the moral deal. You've got to kind of fucking step up and go, you know what, I've got millions in the bank. I've got millions coming to me every week. I can give up a fucking couple of those, no problem. Or just donate it to the NHS. Remember, footballers, if you're listening, the first ones to do it are going to get all the kudos. So don't be fucking one at the back who just follows the crowd just because you have to. Get in there first. While you're at it, bung me a fucking couple of quid because I'm brassic. But I'm not as brassic as some. And Las Vegas, I was watching a thing the other day and it just fucking made me just really confused, because in Las Vegas there's a car park, and it's good that they've created a space for the homeless to go to in one very small way. I was trying to think of another word then, but this car park, massive car park of like the hotels of like Las Vegas, they've turned them into like a massive homeless shelter, and each kind of homeless person has got a car park space to put their tent up and to sleep in. And it's like, you know, it's fucking, any hot, I don't know if it's hot, I think it's probably hot, it's in the middle of the desert, but it's probably hot at some parts of the day. But all the hotels are surely empty. So fucking, you know, they're doing them a good deed by letting them sleep in their car park. I mean, what a pile of shit is that? They can't, like, do a good deed by putting them up in one of the hotels. Again, you know what I mean? It's like, they could just get the fucking kudos. The first hotel to say that, they've probably got about 3,000 beds in the hotel. There's probably 3,000 homeless. Straight away, just go, bang, we're doing that. All of a sudden, you're the hotel everybody wants to stay at. You're the hotel everybody wants to fucking get to know and to, like, you know, spend some money at. But they don't think that way, do they? They just fucking think, they don't think about the giving to get back loads in return. Which you would, but, you know, what I'm saying is, trying to say, don't give to receive, but you'll receive so much back in return in love and, like, admiration for what you did. Not for sticking them all in your fucking car park. And what are you going to say? Oh, you can shit in the bus over, shit in the bushes. Don't worry. We don't mind that. Whether they're giving them any food or not, I don't know yet. Maybe they'll give them some vouchers to gamble. Or, like, they can swap their food tokens to gamble in the casino. That's probably fucking more like it. Anyway, I do digress. But another ironic situation is British American Tobacco, who are Benson & Hedges. Benson & Hedges, who's the other one? Benson & Hedges, my choice to smoke when I was a teenager. And up until fucking I managed to quit and get away from that fucking horrible shit. But they're heading up they've got a coronavirus vaccine that will be ready in weeks. So the irony of that is that they've destroyed fucking lungs for 70 years, 80 years or more, and now they're the first to jump on and get the fucking vaccine, possibly, that's going to cure people of the coronavirus, or cure their lungs, should I say, the situation that they're going to get into. They're going to have destroyed lungs by the pneumonia from the coronavirus. And the ironic thing, the tobacco company, it might save you. So there you go. You might have to wear a sponsored by Benson & Hedges T-shirt or something of that way, lying in the hospital bed with your mask on and everything. A big fucking Benson, you know, the way they do on the racing car drivers and whatever. But fuck it, if it saves your life, I can't, you know, I'm not going to knock them that they're trying to do the right thing on that, but they've ruined loads and loads of people's lives, so you can't just fucking wipe the slate clean. But fix it, do it anyway, get it out there. You know, you've got to pass for a fucking week, that's it. Come up with it. I don't know whether you're going to see this as a good thing or a bad thing, but Boys Life have urged fellow musicians to bring forward new releases and not delay them. No, don't do that. Do the opposite. Delay them. Delay them till next year. Put it off. Give it a couple of years. Put them off. Don't. In fact, just fucking forget it. The idea of releasing any music. No, I'm only joking. Boys, I'm going to give them a pass because they're doing it for charity. They're bringing out a single to give it to Age UK. So, because they said all their fans are now of that age, so they're bringing out a single to support people in there who are going to possibly be suffering under the current circumstances. So that's a good deed. There you go. Irony. I would say don't release it. You're going to fucking ruin people's ears and whatever. But we might just put up with this just because you're doing a good deed. You got to accept it, you know. It's like Russia taking on a plane of supplies over to America, which, you know, you can see it as a fucking propaganda thing. You can see it as getting some, you know, newspaper headlines that they're helping out America, but they've got to take it because they haven't got it. And fuck it, if it's saving lives, take the help where it comes. You can't just be like, you know, just fucking be pig-headed and stuff like that, which you would expect President Trump to be. You would expect him to go, I'm not having it, I ain't going to do it. But I think under the current circumstances, every single advisor in town, which he would normally ignore anyway, has told him he probably fucking need to take it. And he has. And he swallowed it. You know, that's called swallowing your pride, and sometimes you've got to do it. Oh, God, I tell you what, who do you think I am? I tell you who I am. I'm a left-hander. Because he's saying here that John McEnroe wasn't that special. I think he was, because he was a left-hander. And they're saying he wasn't. They used to think he was special because he was a lonesome lefty in the game. But now they're trying to say that, what is it, 1 in 10 of us are lefties. Yeah, and that's the best 1 in 10 of us. So what are you saying? Their findings come across a study of 2.3 million people. Well, in my class at school, which was probably not the brainiest of all classes, but at least fucking 7 of people I knew was left-handers in that class. All of us, thick as shit. But creative, we was all the fucking the ones with a little bit of something. I'm joking. But left-handers are, they do use a different part of their brain. They're the part of the brain who think they're good at podcasts, they think they're good at videos, and they think they're fucking, they've got something to say on the world. Don't know who they think they are. Look, John McEnroe used to scream his head off. Frustration. Is the best and he's frustrated. Same as me, I'm the best at this. I'm frustrated because I've got no fucking money. So tell somebody about me, even if it's good, bad or other, pass it around, and then sometime soon you might hear a Benson & Hedges advert at the beginning of my podcast. Blondie singer Debbie Harry is considering an affair with a married man because there are fewer single blokes at her age. She's 74. But she still looks good, so fuck going for your own age. Go for somebody younger. There's loads of toy boy blokes who like older, attractive women. So why not? Go for it. Especially Blondie. She's like a fucking icon, so, you know. Just, what is it called? Is there no, like, dating site where you can sing on it? Just sing one of your Blondie hits and that. And you won't even need to do that. They'll be just fucking knocking at your door, left, right and centre. I mean, it works the other way. It was just see the other early on, Bernie Eccleston. Is it going to be a dad at 89? Fucking hell. I mean, at least he's still alive then. Clearly, he's still alive in the bedroom, just about. And what's it called? His wife's 44. So, and he's very, very, very rich. and very, very, very weird looking. So, and she's very, very attractive. So it just goes to show, it ain't all about the looks and the age and whatever. It's just about the money. No, I'm just saying that, you know, enjoy yourself. Fuck it. There's loads of blokes who are single, who were probably 60. They're still a toy boy to her, aren't they? And people are looking for love in all shapes and sizes. Brits are prouder of marmalade than the house. I'm sure, was it Blundy who said, or was it somebody else who said they nearly got picked up by that? So she nearly wasn't around. I'm sure it was her that nearly got picked up by the serial killer out of The Summer of Sam. What was his name? Oh, I can't fucking remember now. There's a film called The Summer of Sam. Oh, bollocks. Forget his name. Or maybe that he didn't, maybe I don't know if he even got caught. Anyhow, she nearly got picked up with him. She did get picked up with him. She jumped out the car and thought it was something was wrong. And she jumped out the car and it turned out she thinks it was the killer. So she, you know, you've lived to have as many affairs as you like. You nearly never had any more after that fucking pick up. What am I going on about? Brits are prouder of marmalade than the Houses of Parliament, a study shows. No, I'm not proud of marmalade and I'm not proud of the Houses of Parliament. So there you go. Is that just because I'm left-handed? Am I trying to be different? No. Asked what is best about Britain, 12% of the respondents chose the tangy orange spread. Tangy orange spread. That's nearly hard to say. Well, they're thick, ain't they? Who's going to come up with fucking marmalade? What are you proud of? The top answer, family fortunes. The top answer, NHS. Fucking, and I tell you what, everybody's going to be... The whole world are going to be envious of the NHS right now. Always have been, but right this fucking very moment are envious of the NHS. And they've been, you know, screwed over for a long time. Let's just hope that the powers that be see it for what it is and a fucking, you know, a jewel in the crown. But it is the number one, NHS. Fish and chips, number two. Full English breakfast, number three. The Queen, British countryside. Big Ben, roast beef. I'm not on this list. I should be on this fucking list. Roast beef, tea, Sir David Attenborough, and pubs. Yeah, pubs are good. Yeah, all them. Well, I don't know. There's about four or five of there that are all right. Pubs, Sir David Attenborough. Only Fools and Horses isn't on there. That should be on there. Tea, yeah, I'll have that one. The NHS. The Queen, not really. The British countryside, yeah. The rain that brings the British countryside, no, because we wouldn't have such a green countryside if we didn't have all the pissing down the rain that we get on a fucking very much regular basis. But that's what we get. That way we get to sit in the park. We get to sit in the country pub for 2 weeks of the year and enjoy that. And that is pretty special. You know, you can have your fucking months in Spain in the, you know, with the orange desert, what's it called? Vistas, whatever, but you haven't got the British countryside for that 2 weeks of the year. Nice pint of cider in the countryside with a bee flying down the back of your jeans. Can't beat it. What was I going to say? Our politicians also lagged behind Marmite, chicken, tikka. Well, politicians, why would they only be fucking anywhere on the list? Politicians are lagged behind Marmite, chicken tikka masala, and the Victoria sponge cake. You fucking definitely British Transport is fucking nowhere near the list, is it? British, don't mention the British Transport, everyone was saying, probably. There's probably loads I could think of on there that I'd be proud of, but I haven't got time because I've got places to be, yeah. I've got to be in another room of the house very shortly. Right, wrapping up. I've been waffling because I've got loads here to do and I ain't going to get time to do it. And I wasted precious time saying that as well. A Christian was stunned when a vintage bottle stopper found by a pal turned out to be a sex toy. And he put it in his bottle first. Was it a fucking butt plug? What else would fit in a bottle of wine? It's got to be, hasn't it? I hope it was washed first. Otherwise, this wine tastes a little bit... You know, when somebody tries to taste wine and they're trying to go get the notes. Oh, is that like raspberry, chocolate, or is it fucking Dave's arse? Hand sanitizer and biofuel could be made from tequila, say scientists. There you go. What are you going to do? It's Friday. If you've got your bottle of tequila, you could be disinfecting your hands with that, or you could just fucking drink the bottle, piss on your hands and disinfect them that way, and you still get to enjoy the buzz of the tequila. I'm only joking. You might disinfect yourself on the way out by drinking the whole bottle. Where are we going? The tequila, I'll tell you what, there's a bar down by not far from here, and it's got about 300 different tequilas in it. Crazy. Oh, that one that you normally get on the shot, that's fucking disgusting. They just give you the shittiest one, don't they? Because it's only cheap shots of tequila. But loads of them ones in that bar, they're really good. And they're, you know, you can sip them and everything, and they taste really nice. You wouldn't think it. You know, I'm just associate tequila with that one moment in time where I was fucking throwing up and feeling like shit, or driving home, throwing up out the window of a taxi. But no, there are nice ones out there, so check them out. What are we going to say? We're going to mice show their emotions through facial expressions, just like humans. Scientists have discovered when a mouse fucking gave him a dirty look because he was shoving things up its ass because he wanted to find out whether L'Oreal lipstick was allergic to fucking people's lips, or whatever reason the mice was being abused. Of course he's going to give you dirty looks. I can't see a mice fucking smiling at you, ever. Because the only time you're going to come into contact with a mice is either when you're screaming at it because you're scared of it and smashing it with a broom like on Tom and Jerry. What's it called? Or you've got it in a cage, or you're abusing it. That's it. So dirty looks only. Right, that's it, I think. What time is it? I've got more here, but I never put these in any fucking order. Planting seeds, mowing the lawn and fitting flat pack furniture are the most satisfying DIY jobs. I hate all three of those, so again, that don't satisfy me. I'm an outcast. That fucking, I can't stand flat pack furniture. One of the funniest things I've seen, well, it was entertaining anyway, was watching two people who took acid try and put flat pack furniture together. That's fucking brilliant. I mean, I'm like that anyway, because I've got a real problem with trying to follow the instructions. You know, some people are just meticulous and they can, they read all the instructions first because they want to get it. That's this fucking guy. I can't read it. I just crack on with it. I just thought, I can't be bothered with the instructions. It just twists my head. So by the time I put it together, I've got like a wigwam instead of a wardrobe. Right, anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Don't have too much of a great weekend, because I'm not up to much and I don't want everybody having a better time than me. But make the best of it, and I'll see you again on Monday. See you later for now. Bye.